Hi, here we go. Baruch Hashem, we're going to give out the Yom Tov Purim. A lot of Hail and Yitzhaitos, like Yaakov Moshe said. A lot of places that we learned our puzzle, like Rav Shua Baruch said. A lot of Hail and Pnimius of Torah, like Shu Nassan said. A lot of Shavas Roshanis around, like Shavas said. Right, a lot of Geshmak dancing at Shal Shittis. It's very hard. It's mamish very hard. One of the hardest things is to mamish. The whole year we prepare for Purim, and like when you finally have it, and like it goes so quickly. So we have to know. I mean, like, how do we prepare ourselves to leave Purim? Prepare ourselves with that we don't leave Purim, that we bring it with us. So yesterday we spoke about the whole idea of Lanetzach. So let's be like this. We know we're Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag already for Pesach. Pesach's right away. We got to get in preparation. So we said Chua Sam Ha'isa Lanetzach. So I just pray God says Shal Shittis, but it works very well. So the chua sum, the Yeshua that we have is what? Hayishta la Netzach. I mean, it goes to Netzach. And it's a bit Netzach, Gematria 148, it's Gematria exactly Pesach. Because that's where the Nitzchi is of Purim goes to. What you prepare right away, you go into Pesach. Right? So man, we're bringing Purim with us right now. Netzach, Gematria Pesach. So that's Gematria Nachman. Let's say on that also. So let's go like this. I have a lot of stuff here. I'm not sure where to start, but I'll start with this. So we know that we're coming to Pesach. So when you enter into Pesach, the very beginning of Magid goes like this. Halach ma'anya, di'achla avasana, bar the Mitzrayim, right? Kol dichbin yesev yecho, kol ditzrich yesev yivsach, hashata hacha, lishanaba bi'ara di Yisrael. Next word, hashata avdei, lishana haba b'nei chorin. The whole nekuda of when you enter into Pesach, what is it? It's time of cheres. For example, when you make kiddush, right? Mo'adim v'simcha chayim v'zman v'sasam es yom chag amatzah sezeh zman cheresenu. That the whole metzias of Pesach is what? It's a time of cheres, time of freedom. So where are you getting this cheres from? Remember what we said: that anytime you come anywhere, you have to hachani, you have to prepare yourself. So where are we getting all this cheres from? So it's based off a couple of ramazim that the Heilige Rebbe of Rubinstein Shlita said a couple of years ago when we learned the Kutim Aran together. Rubinstein. Psh. Now, Sadik Yisroel, I'm Rubinstein. If anyone saw him on Purim, wow. What a schuss. Shreini that we have a Rebbe like this. So, on Purim, we were singing with Rubinstein and Nigunim the whole time. Half the Chever there doesn't even know Rubinstein, but he's Mamish the Rebbe. So he said like this. It says, the whole Matzis of Purim also is a time of Cheres. Because take the Gematria of Chorin. What's Chorin Gematria? For example, Mordechai's name is Mordoror, right? Maradachi is Mordoror. Doror, right? Dror means freedom. Like Yovel is called Dror. It's time of freedom. So what's Gematria Chorin? 274 is Gematria Mordechai. Mordechai's whole matis represents freedom. Cheres. So what's Bnei Chorin at 62? 336, Gematria Purim. Now, the Matzias of Purim is also time B'nei Chorin, but it's what makes us Chorin. It makes us free. From what? Free from our Yetzirah. That I could be a Yid. I don't have to battle my Yetzirah. I don't have to be stuck. I mean, of course you have to battle. But what? I don't have to be a slave to my Yetzirah. Like if you look in the Gemara Sukkah, by the end of the Gemara, it says the Yetzirah starts out small, and then he builds. Right? That what? We're mamish stuck to him. How many of us think that? Impossible. Right? I want to come back Shana Bet. Impossible. I want to get out of bed in the morning. Impossible. I want to be an Erlich Yid. Impossible. Right? It's because Mamash Avadim Tar Yitzhara. We don't believe in ourselves. We don't believe in the Koach Tefillah. Right? But it goes like this. We had in this Pasuk's Parsha in Kisisa, it says in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Tazayin, the Haluchos Maase Elokim Hema, right? The Luchos made by the Borei Olam, the Michtav Elokim Hu, Chorus Al Haluchos. It says charis aluchos. What does charis aluchos means? Charis lashon engraved, right? Engraved on luchos. So this is what it says in the Gemara Ervin Nun Daladam and Aleph. It says charis Amr Bishu Ben Levi. My dechsev charis aluchos. What does it mean? Charis al haluchos. Al tikre charis ella cheres. What it means is it doesn't mean charis only. It means cheres. Meaning what? That through being mekabel the Torah, you know what happens to you? You're cheres. You're free. You're a free person. Why? Because it says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, Lefi she'ein lecha ben chorin, ela ze she'osik b'torah. That you know who's a ben chorin? You know someone who's free? Someone who could be himself in something, in life? You know who that is? Only someone who's osik in Torah. That's the whole Yeshua of Purim. Is that what? What's the whole chesimcha of Purim, Chavra? It's a Kabbalah Satorah. right? Because of Kabbalah Satorah, that's what makes us free people. That's what gives us chayrus. So I just learned a small piece. You don't have to take it out. Because Maran, just quote it to you. See it afterwards. So it's the Torah Mem Dalet by He Miketz. It's an Os Aleph, right? It's at the towards the end of Os Beis, where it says Mevar Ibnasin Zal. So Reb Nachman's speaking about a whole Indian. So this is what he says. He says basically that I'll just be mocked him outside. What he's saying until now is that a person just has to look around the world. That Hashem is merames to you every day what your avod is, right? Within the Olam Ha'asiya, within this physical world, the Borei Olam is merames to you what to do. So this is what Reb Nachman says. So it's very good. No, so therefore, what? I'll just be osek in like achila and shtia and being osek in Olam Hazen. I'll find what Hashem's giving messages to me, right? Nos says, no. Hold on. Hi, nu. Shefil hatzadik v'achacham sheish l'mokod. Even a tzadik and a chacham, who mamish is such a high moch, has such a intelligence, right? That he could mamish look into his piece of pizza he's eating during the day and see what Hashem's being mamish to him. Right? He could walk in the street and hear the noise of the wind. And he could say, "Oh, this is what Hashem's sending messages to do." Even within the physical world, right, he could mamish find what to do. Right. So, meaning what? So, what would you say? His whole asik just be what? In Olam Hazeh, you should know. You want to come sit here? Closer. Sure. So what happens? He might think, you know what? Let me just be osek in Olam Hazeh, and I'll be fine. Since I know the Ramazan that the Borei Olam is sending to me, therefore what? I'll just be osek in that. So it sounds like a good idea, no? If you understand the Ramazan that the Borei Olam is sending to you, why not be osek in the physical world all day? Right? If you could understand that, why not? So Vaba MS Ain Okane, that's not the derech of an Ish Panimi. That's not a derech of an Ish Ben Torah. Ki Usr La Harbos Biske Olamazah, because Usr to be Marbe on what's the word I'm looking for? Unnecessarily, thank you. Unnecessarily in Olam Hazeh. Afila Mishio De Maven Har Muslim Anal, even a person who knows these are Muslim, Machma Shneha Tamim. Watch, you're gonna see Yeshua Nasan tomorrow and his Gemara screaming this Torah, right? Like he gave him a message. Chavra, all I want is just Torah. It's just Torah. That's what I'm talking about, you know? I'll show you right after. And Yaakov Moshe is talking about, oh, the Heilige Netzoyt says, Libisume Bevurai. Right? And Yeshua Baruch, that's my mom. She don't know what I'm supposed to do right now, but it's all Sheker, Heavenly Father. Right? I'm just telling you guys, Chas Shalom, you guys will never go off the Derech, but in case something like that happens, I have all the recordings I need, you know? So it goes like this. Aleph. Machmas. Shezos havod ha-beiske olam hazeh hu makom mesukan mod. A, it's not the smartest idea. Why? Because Olam Hazeh is a very dangerous place. Right? The Yitzhahara, his headquarters is Olam Hazeh. So you have to know what you're dealing with. A, so it's very dangerous. That's A. Sumera. B, machmas. Shish kedusha v'avod ha-gvob mizu. Because you know what? There's a greater kedusha and a greater way to mekarev yourself to avod Hashem. You know what that is? The Hainu, Kedusha is a Torah of mitzvos. The Kedusha of Torah. I mean, a person could be osek all day and all night. Yeah, you know what? I'm eating to be malan etzotzos right now. Right? I'm doing this to be in the physical world. You know what's a better idea? Osek in Torah a little bit. That's exactly what we're talking about here. Right? You can have a guy who's just high all day in the world. Psh, Borei Olam, wow. Exactly, the ox with the strimal on his head. Perfect, exactly. Kavik Shabbos Kodesh, right? Guy can eat the Yom Vedeh. Oh, you Kavik Shabbos Kodesh. Yeah. Okay, you know? Like, Vikarasa la Shabbos Oneg. Yeah, you forgot about the Shabbos part. Vikarasa Oneg, you know what I mean? Vakein, afil misho de haramazim haniskalel. Even a person who knows these are Muslim, who knows they're Muslim, could be mikarv to the Borei Olam in the world. Hu tzarach listafkus. You have to what? You have to limit yourself. Listapik mizah olam behechrius levad. Just to get what you need from this world, but don't be over osik in it. Because why? What's the ikr kedusha? That kedusha haTorah vaMitzvos. That's the ikr. There's no other ikr. Everything else, like Rav Matal Zilber says, there's two ikarim of Avodas Hashem, and a person has to have that straight. ABCs of Zera Kodesh, of Rapshitz, of Pinimis Ador is what? There's an ikr in Tafel. The ikr is Torah and Tefila. If that's not your ikr in your Avodas Hashem, then that's not your Avodas Hashem. That's not Avodas Hashem. It's Sheker. Person has to know that, right? You could have a person who's ikr, my avodas Hashem is mikvah, right? But when your mikvah becomes your ikr, that you're spending more time in the mikvah than you are learning in the base medrash. Okay, if you're a tzaddik sorol, then maybe fine. It's your avodah. That's not our avodah right now. Okay, if you're zochah to go to the mikvah in the morning, or if you want before, I don't know, before something else, fine. But your Ikar Avodah is what? In the base measures. Torah Tefillah, Chavra. That's our Ikar right now. That's why the whole Metzius of Purim, Purim's like the one day of the year. Where do we go on Purim? We go mamish, to the lowest of places. We go to a suda of yayin, of alcohol. Mamish. Right? You get rid of your das on Purim. Right? You're eating, you're drinking. That's what the Arizal says. The Ikar of Purim is achila, is achal ka, and shtia. But as ruchniyistik as you want to say that, that requires you to what? To eat and drink. And you're giving tzedakah, and you're dealing, counting money, making sure you're giving it, and you're giving other presents of food. Right? Mishloach manos has to be food. Matos of yonim, enough for two sudas. Right? And you're being oseg and dancing and singing, and watching spiels if you have. Did you guys have a spiel? You did? Yeah, you did have one? Oh, I want to see it.
I don't know if you're able to see it. It was
okay. But you could have all these things. But chevra, what do we know? Is what's the ikr you come out of it? That's the day of Purim. But what do you come out of Purim with? That what? Kabbalah Satorah. That's the ikr you come out of it with. Is that what? It's a chizuk in Avodas Hashem. A chizuk in Limud HaTorah. So let's go to the Megillah for a second. So, where's the pasuk where it says that there was a Mishteh Gadol? Where is it? In it's right after he marries Esther. Right? Yeah, oh, where is it? New Yaakov Moshe, where is it? I know you know. And the base? Oh! It's the best. Vayasa melech mishta gadol lechosarav. He made a big time mishta. So this is what it says in the Medrash here, in Bereishis Rabbah, and quotes the Manos Halevi. What was the big simcha going on here, right? Even more so, the simcha was down below, was a greater simcha in Shemayim. Why? Agulas Yisrael. B, because Gulas Yisrael. But even higher, the Gam Sha'ayde Zeh, through the Nes of Purim, Kiblu Yisrael Ha'atza Mechadosh, Es HaTor Mehavaz HaNes. That the greatest simcha of Purim is what? Is that Klai Yisrael is Mekabla Torah. That there's going to be a Kabbalah Torah that came from it. Like we quoted from our Hegel Rebbe, the Tzvi Tzadik, right? Mishta, and it's called, you mean Mishta v'Simcha, it's called Purim. Mishta plus Simcha, Gematria Torah Shabbal Peh. That's the Simcha of Purim. Is what? You said that as soon, right? That you come out of it, what? With a Chiyas in Limud HaTorah. Why? Because that's the Ikar Chiyas. That's what shows that you're Chiyas right now, that you're free. It's what's Mekabla Torah, it's that you're Mekabla anew. Because you have to know that what? When I make myself an Eved to Torah, you know what happens? All my other Eved, everything else I'm a slave to goes away. I'm the most free person. Like it says over here. Vakavana, she'en lecha ben choren el misho osik b'Torah. So what does it mean? That it said before that only a person who's osik in Torah is called ben choren. Yish lomar p'yam vor b'per gimod avos. Mishnehe. Kol ha-mekabalav ol Torah. Anyone who's mekabal upon himself all of Torah. Which means the what? Your mamish mekabal upon yourself. The burden in the Torah. To learn Torah with chiyas. Ma'avir menu ol malchus. Everything else goes away from you. The ol of malchus, the government. That stuff goes away from you. Right? I was talking to a taxi driver today. Taxi driver. Right? Taxi driver said to me, he's like, why is there such an issue today with the army here? I didn't say this. It was him saying it. Why is such an issue? He says, because why? Because, yeah, if everyone was learning in yeshiva, then fine. But half the people that are in yeshiva that refuse the army aren't even going to yeshiva. They're just sitting at home doing nothing all day. So yeah, that's why there's an issue in it. Why? Because since they're not mekal upon themselves all of Torah, what's happening to them? They're being chased by everyone else. If you're really mekal upon yourself the all of Torah, Pirkei Avos says, right? Shmos Rabba, Isa Mahu Charus. What's Charus? Charus min amachius. You're free from it. Vnei ki atzipor. It says like Kimokin Osek b'Torah. Ain alav maris baser v'dam b'hu ben chorin. You're free. You're real ben chorin. But you get this from Purim. How do you get it from Purim? Because the Kabbalah is the Torah that comes from. Atek echaras el cheres. It brings you to be a person. You find who you are. Right? So much of the nace of Purim happened through these in Yom Asa. If you look like this. Before Esther goes in, Tachashverosh. Right? Vayavor morcha v'yaski chol asher tzitza alav Esther. They fasted 3 days. Finally it goes like this. Vayhi bayom ashlishi v'tilbash Esther malchus v'tamod b'chatzar b'sa melcha pnimis. Right? Then she goes in the third day. Why is it pointed out by Yom HaShlishi? So it says in the Medrash Esther Rabbah, it says, "Be'ezo schus Moshiach Hashem as tzaddikim tamid by Yom HaShlishi." Why is it always on Yom HaShlishi that tzaddikim are saved? Rabban Rabbi Levi, they say what? Rabban and Amrei, Bizchus Yom HaShlishi Shal Matan Torah. Because when was Matan Torah? It was the third day. Shenemar Avayhi Bayom HaShlishi Biyos HaBoker. In the third day of our preparation. So Bizchus Bayom HaShlishi, that's where Esther went into Achashverosh. And that's where the names came from. That's one Rem is there. Yeah? Look at this. At the end of Megillah. Perches Pasuk Yud. Perches Pasuk Tes. Vayikaru Sofrei HaMelech Beisahi. Bachodesh HaShlishi Hu Chodesh Sivan. Yeah? So listen to what it says. Bachodesh HaShlishi Hu Chodesh Sivan. It says in the Medrash Lekach Tov. Bachodesh HaShlishi Hu Chodesh Sivan Melamed Shezchus HaTorah Amda Lehem LeYisrael. That the Zchus of Torah during the time of Purim, that's what stood for us. Which means that what? That's what stood for us, and that's what we come out of it with. So a person wants to know, oh, Purim's over, what do I do now? You know what you do now? Yeshua Hashem, Tadar Abba, for the Nes of Purim. Put myself in the Torah. You know, what's a new slot? A new slate. How many people just get that and like, oh, thank you, Hashem. Great year. I'll see you after Pesach. Can you mean now's the time? Now's the Zman. You just got a new Kabbalah Torah. Right? How many people, when they get a new present, right? How many people, when they get a new present, just, nah, you know, not for me. I put it in my wall. So, are you kidding me? It's brand new. Use it. It's perfect, right? You get a new car. What, are you going to keep it in your garage and not drive it? That's what a goy does. And a goy polishes his car every day but never uses it. What does a Jew do? No, I use it. Why? Because the Borei Olam wants me to use this. Ki lekachtov nasati lachem. Torasi atazovu. Don't abandon it. Use it. And this is the matana that we got on Purim. It's a matana. Nekud is that what? Use it now. The Borei Olam gives you a new slot. A new slate. A new chance. Because now put your kochos into it. We said before, earlier tonight, quote from Or Gedalia, right? Look at it again. What did he say? What did we say before? Or Gedalia was page 130, was it? Yeah, page 130, right? Pasuk says that we say in the Haggadah, right? It says in Shavuos, "Vigata levincha b'yamahu leimor bavur ze asa Hashem li b'teis Mitzrayim." Because of this, this is what Hashem did for me. What does it mean, b'schus this? So we know that the pasuk says when Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem came to Moshe Rabbeinu for the first time, Hashem says to Moshe, "Botziach asa'am Mitzrayim." When you take them out of Mitzrayim, "Tavdu nesa Elokim al harazeh." You're going to serve me on this mountain. Meaning what? That part of the inyan of going out of Mitzrayim is what? Is that you're going to be mekabel the Torah, right? That's why we know we have Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Yitzias Mitzrayim, what's the goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim? It's only to be mekabel Torah. If you're not mekabel Torah, then what's the point? That's why Yitzias Mitzrayim is Gematria 891, Gematria exactly Naseh v'Nishma. Also Gematria Yeshua Naseh. Alright? Why? Because Yitzias Mitzrayim is Gematria exactly Naseh v'Nishma. Why? Because that's the tachas of Yitzias Mitzrayim. To go be mekabel Torah. Or Moshe Weinberg said that Ram is. That's the tachas of what we're doing, Chevra. Tachas isn't that Purim, oh, end of the year. No, fill this up with the chias. Anyone you see dead now after Purim, that not alive anymore, okay, if they're a little tired from Purim, I get that. But if they're just burnt out, then what? They didn't have Purim. Because you're not supposed to be burnt out from Purim. It's supposed to burn you up. To fire you up. How many people you see left and right now? Oh, I'm so excited to go home. Okay, I hear that you're excited to go home, but like, Torasi Matei, what's going to happen to it? Well, you're done? Do you not realize you just mekabel the new Torah? So the sweetest thing to hear from guys saying here is, I wish I didn't have to go home. It's an awesome thing to hear that. Why? Home's gishmak, don't get me wrong. But why would you want to leave? Right? It should be hard to leave. How many people do you see when they're leaving? Oh, I can't wait to go home. I'm so excited to go get fresh food tonight. But you're going 10,000 across the country to get food that you eat it and then you feel disgusting from it? How many people go to Papa Gaios and leave? I know a guy went to Papa Gaios, didn't show up to the base manager for 3 days because he was sick after that. This year. What's the point? What is that gain? Well, you get so excited for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours of pleasure to destroy yourself for the next 3 days? That's potentially what could happen to a person. To realize that what it's lanetzach. It's to take it and go with it. Weiter, weiter, weiter. Remember, that's the goal. That's it comes like this. The whole Metzias tell you some mind-blowing Ramazan from Metzias Tzadik and also Rav Matl. Much awesome Ramazan. The whole Metzias of Pesach is just built on what? On Cheres. Everything about it is Cheres. Man Cheres Seinu. That what? You're a free person. Yeah, so what are the big mitzvos of Leil Seder? Dal kosos and three matzahs. Good. So it goes like this. What's gematria? Kos plus yayin. So kos is 86, yayin is 70. What do you get? 156. Good. So now, how many koses of wine do you have? Four. So what's 156 times 4? 6:24. Very good. Very good. So kos yain, you have your four kos yain. So kos yain gematria 6:24. What's gematria ches yud resh vav tav cheres gematria 6:24. Now what? The reason why you're drinking the dal kosos is to get to a place of cheres, to free yourself from it. Okay. We also, how many matzahs do we have? Three. What's the matzah called? Lechem oni. Yeah? So what's gematria lechem? 78. Oni. Ayin nun yud, right? It's oni. Oni is with a dot. 130. So 130. So lechem oni is gematria 208. Yeah, so how many matzahs do you have?
Three.
So what's 208 times three?
624.
624 gematria cheres. But the whole matzias of the night is what? You're eating, you're doing these mitzvahs, why to feel cheres? But what's the chaver? What's the cheres? The cheres, what? The cheres from Torah. That's how you come to Pesach, the hachana for it. You don't just show up at Pesach, oh, gevaldik, thank you Hashem, it's just awesome. No, the tachas is what? Like the Ramban says, you know what the Ramban says about Pesach to Shavuos? It says Pesach to Shavuos, Sfiras Omer, right? You think it's three separate times. No, it says Pesach is Rosh Hashanah the first days, Shavuos the last days, and all Sfiras Omer is one big Chol Moed. It's one continuous cycle. However, that's the whole goal of it, is what? Always to keep going with Torah. To mechazik. The whole year is built on that. Always a chizik in Torah. However, this is what we have now after Purim. How do you bring the Oros of Purim? The greatest way you bring those Oros of Purim into your life is what? Is by being mechazik yourself now. And it's mamash emes, because it's hard. But I'll just say the mashal. I think it's a perfect mashal. I said yesterday, Shal Shal, you didn't hear this. Right? Eitan told you the mashal? Well, the mashal you have to, you know, it's perfect mashal. Right? What's the best day to go to a theme park? Ask you now. What's the best day to go to theme park? Okay.
What do you say?
What, two more guesses? Best day. Okay.
Ask Adam.
Adam, what's the best day to go to a theme park?
Every day.
Okay, that's a good answer. But, never, okay. So we have three answers. So the best day to go to theme park, I'll tell you, when we were in 8th grade, we went on our Washington trip, went to Six Flags, and it was drizzling outside. It was rainy outside, right? And there was no one there except for us. Mom, so the rides... It barely even rained. It was just like foggy outside, but there was no one there. So on a ride, like say so it has like the 4-hour wait, right? I went on it 4 times within an hour. You know what I mean? Why? Because there's no one there. It was empty. So mamash, why? Because all the rides are wide open. Says that's the zman now. The zman now is what all those rides, all that shef of Torah, that's always coming down. Why? Because the basement batei midrash are packed, right? Says now those, unfortunately, we hope not, but those oros and those sharm are going to be wide open now. Why? Because a lot of people are going to be bottled themselves now. You know, home. Oh, I want to watch NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs. Right? Oh, spring training is now. Right? Literally, people, you know. Oh, it's almost the football season. I have to go search the teams. You know, oh, I got to get ready to prepare fantasy football. You know, I don't even know what other things are out there in the world, right? But how many people say all these things now? However, this is Zman now where the lines are mamish open to grab Torah. You have to know one mysterious nefesh you make now in Torah. You understand what you might be zochet to do in the zman now is maybe 50 times greater. Why? Because those gates are wide open. The Borei Olam is looking for a place. We said it like this. We said it a couple weeks ago. Vasuli mikdash v'shachnati b'socham. Hashem says, "Build me a dwelling place and I'll dwell you." B'socham is osios b'soch mem. B'soch mem is what's the first word of Shas? Me'im asai was the last word of Shas. Bashalom begins with a mem and ends with a mem. So b'socham, b'soch mem, that's where the Borei Olam is going to dwell with you. What if a person mekabel upon himself Torah shabbat peh, mishteh simcha, gematria Torah shabbat peh. But the tachas of Purim is what you go vayter now. You have a new chiyas in Liman HaTorah. You have a new chevra, that it might be hard now because what, you're a little bit tired, and because the Yetzirah is going to battle you, and because what, everyone else around you might be blowing away. But the nekuda is that what you don't realize, you have new kochos. Just as when a baby starts walking, it's very hard for a baby to start walking. What happens? That's not such a good example of a baby, right? But a person, at the beginning of the season, right? You have new kochos you have. So what, you might not get off to the best start, but you have to know right now what you're putting on your training wheels. You're building yourself. That when you put in the mysterious nefesh now, you're going to see in a couple weeks from now, you'll be able to fly. And guys around here, what? They're never going to get back into it after Pesach. I remember I was in yeshiva for 2 years, and I saw it happening left and right. Guys who went home for Pesach, or had Pesach break and just chilled and did nothing, they're out. Why? Because they lost it. Because they thought Purim was the end. However, Purim's the beginning. It gives you that new chiyas. A kavaz tober ratzon. And that's the Cheres. That's the only Cheres. That's the Cheres of Leil Seder, right? How many people do you know that have a Leil Seder that want? It's mamish, a Thanksgiving meal is much better than it. Right? They get up to Magen, they're like, okay, nu, can we go a little bit faster? Are you kidding me? Do you know what you're saying here? People are so... don't even know the Bor Yom's there. Right? It's as if he doesn't even exist. What am I thinking the Bor Yom? What do you do for me? When a person knows what Torah is, when he tastes Torah, that's someone who's a Ben Chorin. That's when you get up to Leil Seder and say the words B'nei Chorin, like, oh, Torah, Givadik, Magid, what a schus, I could praise the Bor Yom for giving me the Matana Tova of Torah. This is the Zman now, to push ourselves a little bit harder. And it's hard now, but Mom, you should push yourself a little bit harder. To show that you really had Purim, to make Purim, Mikim, how many here, everyone here, get an awesome Purim? Purim is Givadik. Let me hear you say, Purim is Givadik. Purim is mamish givadik, no? But you have to know, it's not over. Those auras are now in you, they're cooking in you. But the best way you plant those seeds is what? Ein mayim el Torah. The Torah waters it. Right? That's why yayin is compared to Torah. Yeno shel Torah. That's why I tell you an awesome remez from the Tzidat Tzadik. He says like this. He says, I'll tell you two remezim, okay? A goes like this. It says, when Hashem gave us the Torah, yeah? What did it say? Say, Kafalayim Harki Gigas. Yeah, Hashem put a Gigas over our heads and said, if you cut the hair, good. If not, then you're dead. Right? So, what's a Gigas? What's a Gigas?
A barrel
of what?
Wine.
A barrel of wine. That's the Borom saying. What? Harki Gigas. Chever, if you accept it now, you get the Yeno Shal Torah. Torah's compared to the Yain. That's the whole Inyan of a Purim. You're drinking the Yain of Torah. And now you have it in you, so now bring it out more. I'll tell you two more Muslim, right? Rubensit says something so gishmak. You'll think this now for the rest of your life at Havdalah. Okay? Says like this. He says that Havdalah, the Indian of the Eish, is the Eish of Shabbos. Yeah, the fire of Shabbos. So at Havdalah, right, we make Havdalah, first you pour a little bit of the yain out, and then you dip that fire into the wine. Right? So what is that a representation of? When Shabbos comes, Chavra, I know you, Chavra, at least, everyone here, we get a fire for Shabbos. And when the week comes, you're like, I'm not feeling it, right? What does it represent that you take that fire, you put it into the yayin? So yayin represents Torah, yeno shel Torah, right? That you take that fire of Shabbos and where you put it, you bury it into the Torah. You say, this is where my chiyus of Shabbos comes, boom, I have a fire to it. That's what it's about. And last remez goes like this. I'll tell you very quickly, yeah? Basically, the avodah we're doing now is that Sfarim speaker, Abnasan Bressler speaks about this, Siv Sechein speaks about it, is that basically what happens from Purim till Pesach, there's 30 days. Okay, so those 30 days correspond to basically, we have to do Mechias Amalek, we have to wipe out Amalek from the file, okay? Keser, Chachma, Bina, Chesed, Gvur, Tveres, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Machlis. From all 10 spheros, within Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. Okay, each day. So for example, day one, I'm not sure if it starts with Machlis or Keser, let's say it's like this. So day one is Keser in Machshava. Day two is Keser in Dibur. Day three is Keser in Maisa. Yeah, everyone follow? Yeah. So if you take 10 spheros, and then you have three of each of the spheres, so 10 times 3? That's 30 days. So it starts on Purim. So what's 30 days after Purim? And then he says, that's the Simcha of the Leil Seder, that you erase the Malik from Achshava, Dibur, Maisa. Okay? So it goes like this. What is called, it says Martef. Martef, right? The Gemara in Pesachim speaks about, right? You have to search for the Chalmis between the Martef. Right? So Martef is also a barrel of wine. What's come out here, Martef? Mem, Resh, Tav, Peh. No. Martef. Resh Taf is 600. 720, right?
Yes.
720. So if you have to erase a Malik in three Bechinas, so a Malik in Machshava, a Malik in Dibur, and a Malik in Maisa. So what's a Malik plus a Malik plus a Malik? 720. It's with that yayin of Torah, that's the way for Nachavra. That's the tachs of it. Paraya means that what? It's a paraya. It's a bipuraya, right? Bipuraya, not apuraya. Bipuraya, right? Oh, I love that. The nitzotzes, chaver. This is where it's at. Chaver, this is where it's at. The yena shel Torah to push. We bring out those auras of Purim. We lift up all these nitzotzes of Purim now. Chaver, this is the avoda to show that Purim really had a kiyum on me. That I bring Purim into my whole year. This is the time now. So Chavah, let's push ourselves a little bit stronger, push each other, to mekabel that Torah upon us, and to know that what the Iker Cheres comes now from Torah. No, Cheres, everyone wants to be a free person, right? People will do anything. Fight for freedom, it's called, right? You have to know right now. You push yourself, boom, you have it. Shvizochet, mekabel those days of Purim, b'siyat d'shmaya.